Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Be glorified, Lord. Thank you for this climate to say, be still and know that I am God. Thank you for causing us to know that you are real. Causing the devils to know that you are real. We worship you. We honor you. Impart someone today a revelation of yourself from this climate. An understanding of who you are from this service like never before. Be glorified. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big praise this morning. Please and be seated.
Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord.
Welcome again to this service. Thank God for that climate. That was very, very fireful choir. Trust God for consistency in such fireful climates. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. We are going to quickly finish up what we have been dealing with for the last 3 weeks. Today is the third week. And we will then cap it up with a charge on today. Maximizing the blessing that is beyond tithes and giving, and this will be part 5. We had looked at this subject, and our objective had been to understand what to do to maximize and multiply the blessing of God in our lives, and also understanding what to do beyond fighting and giving. Many people feel like, oh, I've said, done what church said I should do, but I haven't seen the results. And it's because we haven't done what we must do completely. We have testimonies from all around the world where people have confirmed that this message series had been such a blessing to them. And some have been convicted of their wasteful lives, wastefulness, convicted of living a life of indebtedness. Somebody sent a text last Sunday. They said, thank you for the preaching because it just delivered me from entering into debt just now. He said, because his bank sent him a message that he's qualified for 5 million naira loan. And that they have seen his credit rating and they are going to give him a loan. And he just told them, thank you, I'm okay. Don't mention. I'm okay without a loan. He said he would have run into it if he didn't hear the message. And so on and so forth. So we have looked at 7 points so far. I would like to go through it, what to do beyond the ties. And I'm working on the media to ensure that we rush with speed. First of all, we said that we must possess vision and goals of excess or abundance. There must be vision because where there is no vision, the people perish. Number two, that we are to be diligent, be a hard workman or a workwoman. Just weary out resistance by your persistence in work. Number three, we said to possess integrity. Be a person known as a person of financial integrity. Let people know that they can deal with you. Let people know that you are reliable and dependable. Number four, we said that we must not spend everything, maintain a reserve. And we looked at all of that. And number five is connected, be investment minded. We said that the purpose of money is not expenditure, but investment. I was talking with someone yesterday, and the person said, every time money enters, it looks like there is a pressure to just keep spending, just keep spending. Number six, he says, avoid wasteful living. That wealth is in haste where there is waste. We looked at all of that. And number seven, we talked about avoid borrowing and indebtedness. Please, if you didn't go through all of this, I will actually advise that somebody will go through all of this. That is first service, second service. First service, second service. Because they varied the points. It's like 50% was shared in first service and 50% of the same point was shared in the second service. So to get the full picture of everything is first service and second service. And so we are going to number 8 today, number 8, 9 and 10. I hope that we'll finish up today because this is the last Sunday of the month. Number 8 is be knowledgeable. Be knowledgeable. Always know what you do. Thoroughly know what you do. In 1 Kings chapter 9 and in verse 27, the Bible said, Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea with the servants of Solomon. When Solomon needed expertise, he needed people. To assist import some materials from Tyre for the building of the temple, the king of Tyre, Hiram, sent not just anyone, but those who had the knowledge of the sea. What does it mean to be knowledgeable? It means to possess insight in the area of your assignment. Insight. Whatever is your assignment, you have insight. An insightful doctor. An insightful lawyer. An insightful estate property agent. It means to possess insight in the area of your assignment. Number two, it means to be a master of your game or art. Whatever is your game, whatever is your art, to be a master of your game, a master of your art. It is the realm of mastery of your assignment or occupation. Mastery of your assignment or occupation. Thirdly, to be knowledgeable means not being a novice or what they call a rookie in that which you do. Not being a novice or a rookie in that which you do. There are so many people doing things they know nothing about and they want to succeed. They are embarking upon things they have no idea of, and they want to succeed. There are people signing documents that they have not read. Nobody has read it for them. And they are wondering why they enter trouble later. Many, many years ago, this would be about 20-something years ago, I was in the Wuse area. I don't know what we went out for evangelism or something. And somebody was marketing to me a product. He said, use it. And he was trying to sell me something. So what is it? It's not very sure. What does it do? It's not very sure. Have you used it before? He has not used it before. I said, okay, see you later. I was on my way. Because you can't ask me to buy what you don't know nothing about. There's something called property business today that almost everybody is doing in Abuja and all parts of the world today. Many have zero idea of what it is all about. But they just say that there is money inside. Be knowledgeable. Now, how do we learn? How do we become knowledgeable? Number one, we learn by information or education. Where you formally decide, this thing that is my area of life, let me learn about. Let me read about this thing. I knew a man who was a specialist in ultrasound, a sonologist, medical doctor. And this man, I mean, whatever he scans, if he tells you what he has seen there, go to sleep. Whatever anybody else will not see on his scan, he will see it. Someone I knew personally. And I asked him what happened. He said he decided to pay his way around the world. He went to Asia some time ago to sit under a man that had 7 different PhDs in ultrasound. He paid his way. While others were using the money to buy this or that, he paid his way to enhance his life. When he returns back, he said when he hears there's a course in Singapore on this, he will go there. When they on abdominal ultrasound, he will go there. When they say there's a course, he will go there. That was how he came back and became a number one authority in the field. By education, deliberately. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5 said, a wise man will learn and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. So we learn by information and education. Number two, we learn by mentoring and role modeling. Mentoring and role modeling impact. Where somebody is ahead of you in that field and you are mentored in it. Most of our brethren from the eastern part of the country, they do that a lot. Where a young man comes from the village and stays inside the shop or under a trader or a master of an art and learns from them. By mentoring and role model impact or input. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Peter and John stood around Jesus. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. There are so many people today who you cannot trace anybody they are learning from. They just arrived suddenly and they became masters. Those are dangerous entities. Very dangerous. Because they can lead you nowhere. One of the things that God did for some of us very, very early is to connect us with masters in the art. Early enough, Papa Kumuyi, Papa Adeboye, Bishop David Oyedepo, Roy Hadbonk in Crusades, Maurice Cerullo, in going where others can't go. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we learn from role modeling. That is, you go to Maryland, return back and go to Kenya. You go to Canada and then go to Angpa. And then from Maiduguri to Pakistan. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's very, very important. We learn by mentoring and role modeling impact or input. And thirdly, we learn on the job. We learn on the assignment. Experience gained in action. So while you are at work, you are learning. While you are ministering, you are learning. I've been to crusades before, and by the kind of things I saw, I learned what to do next time. What to do next time? What to do next time? In the next program. That was how they learned in Acts chapter 4 verse 13. They learned on the job. And so this is very, very critical. We learn. But it's important to be knowledgeable. Now, what is the prophet? So, we learn from information education. We learn from mentoring. We learn on the job. What is the profit or the benefit of being knowledgeable? Number one, worth and value are enhanced by knowledge. Worth and value. Your worth and your value becomes instantly enhanced by knowledge. Your worth, your value, your worth, your value, your worth, your value gets enhanced. You have OND accounting in 1975. And you don't have anything after that since that 1975. And you have been working and they've been moving up. And a boy that was born in 1975, who is 41 years old today, has done his master's degree, has a PhD, and is a chartered accountant. And in the same office where you are working, he's above you. He says, witches from my village. How can they put a boy over my head? It's not witches. It's not witches at all. You abandoned your life, so you lost your worth. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So it is very, very important. I can give several examples of these. But your worth is enhanced. There are many people God can't do so much with them because they have abandoned themselves. They have abandoned their lives. They have abandoned everything about upgrading themselves. I said some time ago that until you are updated, you will be outdated. Very, very important. Number two, opportunities are accessed by knowledge. There are opportunities that you will never access until there are things you know. That was what happened to that man in 1 Kings 9:27. The opportunity opened and they sent him because he knew. I met a police, I think it was a police officer some time ago, that said they hated him in the office. And what was it? Because they said every posting is the one somebody's needed in Angola or needed in somebody, some postings. Why? He said because when there are courses that come, there are some courses that some people dodge. Counterterrorism, this one, that one. He will struggle and go for it. He will learn from them. So by the time they begin to look for somebody, who is it that has this? He is the one. Who is this that has this? He is the one. Who is this that has this? He is the one. And they will send the same person. And they keep sending the same person. They keep sending the same person. Because the person is knowledgeable. And I have not said this to you, but I said it many times, that to be knowledgeable is to be marketable. There are people that are not marketable. You can't present them. You can't offer them. You can't push them forward. because they are not they are not marketable. There are times that people ask us, can you get us this kind of person? And you look around, you can't. All the CVs would look at these CVs and there is nobody there that has the thing they are asking for. So this is very important. Finally, knowledge, losses and wastage are minimized by knowledge. The things you know can deliver you from losses. There are people who have lost huge amounts of money trying to do businesses they know nothing about. There are people who have experienced massive losses because of signing things they have no understanding. When you are signing complicated documents, please, you may need to engage services of some lawyers or people. Just help me read through this. What is this actually saying? What is this? There is a slight clause that may be an English grammar that changes everything. And what you thought you understand, you didn't understand it. And by the time the matter has come up, you realize that you agreed to something you know nothing about. That is why we are talking about beyond I have given tithes, beyond I have given offerings, there are things to know, practical things to know, and practical things to do. We must be knowledgeable if losses are to be avoided. Somebody gain something so far, say amen. That was number 8. Number 9, I'm rushing because this is the last Sunday for this. Number 9, be excellent. Knowledge, and then, now this is excellent. Be excellent, be the best. Excellent. Now you understand that being the best is the way to being at the top in all realms. Being the best is the way to the top in all realms. Being the best. We saw the life of Joseph. There was no one like Joseph in Egypt. Genesis 41, verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such one as this is? Answer was no. A man in whom the Spirit of God is? No again. Verse 39. Look at, he brought it out clearly. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is not one that is so discreet and wise as you are. You beat all the magicians. You beat all the wise men. You are better than everybody else. For that purpose, I place you at the top. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Christianity is not excuse for mediocrity. The fact that you know how to pray doesn't mean you must be a mediocre. We don't leave everything for prayer and then behave shabbily and then you expect God to do the rest. No, we don't have any example of such in scripture. Where a mad person behaves shabbily and cover the rest with prayer and fasting. Joseph was a covenant person of God as well. And he didn't depend on his fasting or prayer or even tithing or giving to go to the top. Excellence was very key. Now, what is excellence? One, it is being the best. Alright, okay. What is excellence? Number one, it is the quality of being outstanding and extremely good. This is direct definition of Oxford's dictionary. The quality of being outstanding and extremely good. That is, you are outstanding and you are extremely good in what you do. Outstanding, extremely good. The man is really good. He's really good in his surgery. is really good in his heart. The quality of being outstanding and extremely good. Number two, excellence is aversion for average, an addiction to quality. Aversion for average. Whatever is average or mediocre, you run from it. Aversion for average, an addiction to quality. You are addicted to quality. For you, good enough is not enough. Oh, this is good enough. It's not enough. What is excellence? Number three, excellence is holding nothing back and leaving no stone unturned in the delivery of life's assignment. Holding nothing back, leaving no stone unturned in the delivery of tasks and life's assignment. See, there are many, many Christians today and children of God that God doesn't know what to do about them. God is actually limited in what he can do because God is a just God. He won't like to place you on somebody that is actually better than you. And he takes you and places you on top of them. That is, they are a thousand times better than you. You don't know what to do and they know. And that is the challenge of our nation today. All manner of quota system and all manner of system that celebrate mediocrity. Somebody you taught the job is now your boss. Because it's from a certain region. Do you understand? So there is so much climate of mediocrity. And things are just grounded. Because the worst of them are on top of the best of them. And many people expect God to behave like that. One of the highest things you can do in your journey of the faith is to represent God with excellence in your generation. Let me say it again. One of the highest things you can do, one of the best things you can do in your journey of faith in life is to represent God, to represent the kingdom of God in the delivery of excellence. Where they are not insulting God and insulting church, saying it's only Bible he can carry, doesn't know how to do anything else. But where they can say the best person in this place who does this thing is also the child of God. Let your excellence carry an evangelistic dimension. That's what the Bible said. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your men see your light. Let your light so shine before men. Be so outstanding, be so shiny that people will see your good works and be directed to your Father which is in heaven. What is the outcome of excellence? Number one, God rewards excellence with prominence and eminence. Seest thou a man diligent in his work? He will not stand before men. He shall stand before kings. God rewards excellence. He is a rewarder of excellence. He is looking forward to his children that are outstanding, so he can reward you. You see how? No, we run one of the most outstanding schools in this territory. By the mercy of God. By the mercy of God. That school rose from
the scratch, Destiny Christian Academy, to be a top school. Cambridge accredited. British Council is working with them, with us. Canada, America, these schools. We have computer-based center for examinations. We dedicated it the other day. The British people wanted to use it for the assessment, but it was not ready because we hadn't dedicated, and so forth. So I'm saying that because if you go to the laboratories, it was better than the laboratory we used in university. Importations, everything, everything. But I'm saying what led me to this is, many times you see a child that is on honor roll, and when they move from JS3 to SS1, the best students automatically step into our scholarship. And then we pay away. That is myself and Dr. Mesonetcha, not the church. We undertake for their next level, free of charge. But you need to see the father of the child that was the best student, or the mother, the parents. Oh, their shoulders are high. They are how excited, and how the success was their success. That's my baby. I say, congratulations. We are proud of you. And some of these children rise all the way like that, and they go all the way to the final level and graduate all the way. They are everywhere in the world. That is how Jehovah feels when in your office they say the best staff, the best employee of the month, the best in this computer thing, the best in this and the best in that, is a tongue-talking child of God, and he has defeated all the Satanists and all the demonic people and all the witches and the wizards and the drunkards and everything who mock God, everyone who mocks God and mock church. And God beats his chest and says, that is my baby. I'm not surprised. I am like that. You see the child that stood here, the father shook hands, went and laid hands, and this A1 times 13. God rewards excellence. You cannot be cursed. You can't be stranded if you can make your father proud with your excellence. No principality or power, no demon from your village is strong enough to frustrate your destiny if you can make your heavenly father proud with your excellence, with your outstanding nature. The blessing will flow and flow naturally. We flew one day, and this pilot flew us. And then by the time he landed, you are not aware that plane has landed yet. And I said, as we landed, I said, pilot, what happened? He said, that is executive treatment. Executive landing. He said, it is good for you to land like this. I didn't leave him empty-handed. No. Because there are other times you land a as if there was a quarrel. But that is the best landing that one can do. Everything is a skill. That is why lack of skill can kill. An unskilled surgeon can kill person. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You see, so God rewards. God rewards. He rewards excellence. Number two, excellence dismantles prejudice. Do you know the meaning of that? When people would have been prejudicious, we can't give her this promotion because she's a woman. We can't give him this because he's from this place. We can't do this or that. By the time your excellence is a blast, it breaks down their prejudices. Was Joseph not a prisoner?
a current convict plus a slave. Combine the two. Slave prisoner. But by the time he blasted with excellence, and Pharaoh could not find any man in his own realm that was not a convict, and no man that was not a slave, he couldn't find nobody. That prejudice and disqualification was dismantled. That is how God uses excellence. By the time you do it more than the men, nobody would say you are a woman. You are a woman that passed very, very many men. Haven't you seen very, very big women being driven by, tiny woman being driven by big man? It dismantles prejudice. Number three, excellence brings openings. I just talked about it just now, where they said, this is the person that can do this. Why not? He's appointed to that assignment. Again, Joseph got an opening into the palace on the ground of excellence. Area 1, Abuja. And finally, excellence brings increase. That is, going beyond my fighting and my giving, if I will see increase, I will give excellence. See the increase again in the life of Joseph. They made him the head of everything at the frequency of excellence. Somebody say amen. Is anybody learning anything at all? When you go to the Mopol or the Lugbe car wash and look for a restaurant that is under the direct open heaven, and you ask for food, not there, any other place, any of the little markets here, and they can give you food, any of the outside market shed can give you the food. How much is it? 150. Right? Am I quoting the right amount? Oh, no food again like that. How much is the food now? 1.5 in the 1.2, 1.3, 1.5. Okay, the one that has one small meat inside. The what? The plate will be dripping water. That is what I'm talking about. But 150 was at least a year ago. At least. Really? Wow. You know, in Area 1, in those days, when we say time will come when bread will be 1,000, it sounded very strange. When the bread is 1,500, you'll still be able to buy it. It sounded very strange. It happened, isn't it? Alright. 1,005. You buy that, you get that food, but it will be dripping water. And as you are eating at times, my encounter, and then after pushing out some flies. Alright, you leave there and you go to Hilton, to the restaurant. I don't also know the price of that. What's the price now for the 55,000 for buffet? Okay. The last time I knew it was like 7,000 something. 55,000. So you move from 1,500 to 55,000. What are you paying for in Hilton? The price of the air is inside the food. The price of the light is inside the food. Huh? The appearance of the waiters, the uniform they are wearing, The price of it is inside the food. The color of the environment is inside the food. And you will people will gladly pay. There are suits in the Hilton that is how much now? 2 million. All right. Per night. Many times it is not available. It's not available. Especially in a city like this. You know the implication of a city like this? No room. People paid for it. But there are hotels in some neighborhood here. If you need 10 rooms, it's available on the spot. But you can have the encounter of the toilet in the room. That is the perfume from the toilet is, and the room, they are the same thing. That is, quality will always bring quantity of resources. And this is real. My alarm is telling me it's time to stop, but I have one more point. I think we have to finish this matter today. What do you think? I set the time to preach so that I can remind myself that the preaching is not endless. Be excellent. And finally, number 10. Love people. Serve people. Beyond fighting and beyond giving, you want the blessing on your life. Love people. Serve people. What does it mean? One, place people's satisfaction ahead of financial consideration. People's satisfaction. Ahead of financial consideration. Two, be a solution provider, a problem solver for the challenges of people. A solution. Don't just be trying to make money. Try to provide solution. Try to solve problems. A lot of people are struggling to make money. And there are wicked people who have made money, but from all manner of wicked means. Both their money and themselves are doomed. But there are genuine people who are going to be solution providers, problem solvers for the challenges of people that will never escape the blessing of God. That was what? Joseph did. I'll give you two or three examples. One, Joseph. Joseph was not trying to make money out of the butler and the baker. Genesis chapter 41, verse 5 to verse 8. They slept and dreamt. Sorry, chapter 40. Verse 5 to verse 8. When Joseph came in the morning, Joseph came in the morning and he saw the butler and the baker, and they dreamt the dreams. He had solution to their dreams. And when he came, he said, "You have problems, can I solve it for you?" They said yes. He didn't first of all say how much.
How much are you willing to pay? I haven't. How much? That wasn't the consideration.
By the time he solved the problem for them, I don't know whether they say thank you, but he solved it. That problem that he solved has placed him in history forever. Because the time came when they looked for him. And by solving one problem, he became the solver of the problem of a whole generation.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are some places in this country, your car breaks down. Say, please, can you help me push? Say, how much? I don't know whether it is with you that we're driving one day in Lagos around Marina area. We're going towards the Ikoyi side. And the wheel cover of the Mercedes fell off. And as I tried to slow down, somebody ran for the wheel cover, harvested it and took off. I couldn't believe my eyes.
What?
Somebody's wheel cover just fell off. It's about to slow down. It's like as if you should pick it and run towards it for where? He harvested it. That is the kind of world we are in. Where people are struggling to make things out of others by all means. Joseph. He gave the treatment free of charge. And it opened his door forever. God is speaking to somebody here today. Everything in life is not about money. Everything in life does not start and end with making gain from people.
Second example, Peter the lake of Gennesaret.
Jesus stood. Peter had toiled all night and he caught nothing. And the master Jesus was there.
Peter solved his problem by giving his sheep for Jesus to stand in the sheep, to preach from the sheep. And by the time he solved the master's problem, that or rather met a need, let me say it like that, met a need, then the master turned to him and said, you know what, you have met a need, now launch your net into the deep for a draught. You will catch fishes you've never caught in your life.
And Peter caught fishes he never caught all his life until his net broke.
Russell Conwell, the founder of Temple University, he wrote in a book titled Acres of Diamond. Solid, strong Christian man. He said,
you can never be a poor man if you will truly love your neighbor as yourself. Do you understand? If you make up your mind to actually love your neighbor as yourself. Now, look at that. He said, you stand by Area 1 Junction, around Beggar Junction, and work has just closed, or AYA Junction, and the masses are by the roadside looking for transportation to go back home after work, and they are just stranded there. You have money. And you said, I like to make vehicles available, not just to make money, but to help relieve these people's problems. And you make it available. Let them pay a token or pay whatever it needs to be paid. But my challenge is not the making of money now, but solving this transportation problem. The people will thank you for solving their problem and pay you.
There is so much housing crisis in Abuja City. Let me try and see how I can help people. young men and young women, get the land.
Buy a house.
Build houses. One bedroom, two bedroom self-contained, one bedroom self-contained, one bedroom, whatever, for those kind of caliber of drivers and those kind of people. And you say, you know what? I want you to own this house. If you can pay faithfully your rent until you cover what it took me to build a house, and have an arrangement where they don't, if you default, it's gone. If you default once, it is gone. There are others who need it, but if you don't default, even if you decided to add, even give it 10% of what it cost you, just a little of it. But your problem is not how to make the money from the people, but how to solve their housing problem. And you work it and structure it in such a way, you will become a millionaire in a short while, solving people's problem. You love the people so much, you don't want them to be stranded. So you are offering solutions, and the solutions brought you resources, and God will breathe upon it, because he saw your heart, that what you are trying to do is not trying to make money from people, but solve their problem. Once somebody knows that after 10 years of living here, 11 years, because so say, come, pay, this is one bedroom, pay 1 million, or pay two million, pay 2 years, agency fee, legal fee, everything, this fee, that fee. And you say, you know what, I will collect it from you just every year. Don't pay 2 years ahead. But this is the agreement. Don't fail. If one day passes and you fail to pay the rent as at when due, you lost the opportunity. You know what a person will do? Whatever he needs to do, he will gather the money. Because he sees the joy at the end, that he will become the owner of this house. He will pay it. It took you 20 million to build the house. And by the time he pays it with a little charge on top, and at the end, 25 million was paid. That person owns the house. You move to solve another person's problem. You move. God will open other doors to bless your life. Now, apply that to any other area. You go into the information technology realm. You go into the banking realm. You go into other. What about? Those of us who are big enough to start a bank. And you say, my own bank will have a structure that is different from the almost criminal system of most banks, that try to wipe people out of their businesses through terrible loans. And you make things and you have products that is available that will not make you go down as an institution, but will empower so many people. And you provide such a solution. Beloved brothers and sisters, when you are such a person and you move in such a realm, you will come to the point where you will not look for money. Money will look for you. Somebody heard something, say amen. So you begin to solve problems. I've told this story before. My father told us a story. Okay, a man told me the story. He was a mechanic. And after the war, he came from Onitsha to Benue State. He crossed early 70s. His name was Ike. And he was the one who told the story. Our father had luxury buses and 911 since the 60s. In those days, they didn't know that engine could be repaired. If the engine knocked, they push it aside and buy a new engine. The engine knocked, they push it aside and buy a new engine. So this man came, and he saw engines everywhere. And he said, what is this? They said that the engine has spoiled. He said, no. Engine that knocks can be repaired. Really? All right, try this. So he repaired one. They put it back. It's working. He repaired another. They asked him how much. He said, no, this one is not for money. This is to show you that it's workable. Wow. He repaired everything. They are not now going to buy new engines. The engines are working. That was how the man took off. He now became the number one authority. That man did not just become rich. He became an importer of tractors and became an international business, wealthy millionaire, billionaire. He didn't come trying to make the money from people. He solved their problems. And the problem he solved, solved his own issue for life. Am I communicating? Is anybody learning anything at all this morning? Is this the kind of thing to preach in the church? Hallelujah. This is my counsel on this subject, and this will be constant in the second service. The issue of loving people. Number one, identify. Just allow God to help you identify the challenges and needs around you. What are the challenges that this is confronting our nation, for example? Confronting the population, the normal people. What challenges do they have? Identify them. Number two, identify solutions. A lot of the millionaires and billionaires ICT billionaires like Amazon and so on, all they did was to identify issues. Somebody wants to buy something but it's not here. Okay, let me create a solution where they can pay without seeing me and then we can ship things to them. They just found solutions. Identify solutions to those needs. Number three, genuinely seek to bring relief, succor and help to people in need. Genuinely seek to bring relief, to bring succor and help to people in need. Genuinely seek it. Genuinely seek it. Genuinely seek to bring relief, to bring succor, to bring help to people in need. Number four, genuinely seek to bring satisfaction to make the difference. Genuinely seek to bring satisfaction. Genuinely seek to make the difference. Whether it is with an individual, whether it is with a community, whether it's with an organization, if you're an employee, just genuinely seek to bring satisfaction. Genuinely seek to make a difference. That number five says, never allow money, reward, or gain to be your first consideration. Never allow money, never allow reward, never allow gain to be your first consideration in dealings. So how much will I gain? What is my reward? Just love the people first. Just put their welfare first. Just put their consideration first. Number six, let people's encounter with you leave them with a memory of your genuine interest in their welfare and success. Say that again. Let people's encounter with you leave them with a memory of your genuine interest in their welfare and success. Let people encounter you, whether as a sales girl, a sales boy, a sales man, or whether you are a driver, whatever you are, let them. What you are asking for, we don't have, but let me direct you to a shop where you can get it. Do you understand that kind of thing? What you are asking for to buy will not meet the need you are describing. Let me describe to you another product that will handle this squarely. Did you hear what I'm just saying? Where this person, now, you are about to pay the person money, and the person is telling you what you want to buy from me will not handle what you are looking for. Let me direct you to another shop where what you are looking for can be found. Do you know what will happen to that person? He is hooked to you for life. Any other thing he wants to buy, he will look for you. Oh Lord. Let people's memory, let people's encounter with you, leave them with a memory of your genuine interest. Your Excellency, what you're asking for is this or that, but let me tell you what is better than what you're asking me to do. By the time you tell him what is better for him and you are not offering it, he say, you know what, I want to appoint you as a consultant on this project. I can't do it without you. You suggested it. However you can get it, go ahead. Source it. Work on it. Let's work on this together. There are people who are insisting on marketing to people what those people don't need, so they can part away with some money. Don't do that. I am telling you, time-tested secrets that can catapult your life and destiny to a realm that is beyond your imagination, beyond your understanding. Let them be left with a memory. This person is a person to deal with. This person is a person to transact with. This person is a person to remain with. And finally, don't just market your services or goods. Market love and care for people. And I will add this as a child of God. Market the love of God to your generation. Don't just market your services. Don't just market your goods. Market love. Market care. Market the love of God to your generation. And God will bless you beyond your wildest imagination. Beyond your wildest imagination. You are loving people like this. There are people who will eventually come to know your God. I have never dealt with a person as sincere as this, as real as this, as loving as this. What are you gaining by telling me? I mean, you are practically not interested in making gain from me. So no. The most important thing is to be sure that you are happy and you are satisfied with what you are looking for. He would want to know who you are. Who is, what, do you go to church? Are you a pastor? They would like to know. And that will make the world of difference. Today exists. This is a Sunday before Easter. It exists because God gave his only begotten son. That love changed the world. That love brought results. That love is making people that were nobodies to become somebody. That love has changed the whole world. There is nothing that changes worlds like love and brings results and impact like love. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. It will be a better world. It will be a great world. It will be an exciting world. It will be an interesting world. If we will just go ahead and love our neighbor as ourselves. Hallelujah. I know somebody is blessed because the speaker is blessed by the speaking. Hallelujah. In a short while, you will be shocked what God will do with your life. Because the word of God is practical. It's not mystical. You do the thing that God says you should do, you will be shocked. One of our members here has risen to the leadership level in a banking institution by just applying the things, still standing humbly and doing work inside church without you knowing, but went all the way up. So, is that where you go? No wonder. Career and workplace wisdom. Read through it. Applied it. Apply these kind of things. And it's working like fire. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Would you lift up your hands everywhere you are and say, can we all be upstanding if it's possible? And lift your voice and say, Father, thank you. Now we have a short time, and so the short time to close it. Lift your hands and say after me and say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
Say it louder. Say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
For your goodness.
For your goodness.
And your mercies.
And your mercy.
To my life.
To my life.
Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me today.
To me today.
Father.
Father.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To apply.
To apply.
What I have heard.
What I have heard.
Today.
Today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
One more time. Say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
Say it louder. Say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank
for your word.
For your word.
To me today.
Thank you, Father,
for your love
shown through your word.
I receive the grace to apply the things I heard today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God. I receive the grace to apply the things I heard today. Father, I receive the grace to apply the things I heard today. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father,
thank you,
thank you
for the gift of your Son,
the gift of your Son
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
to, the world,
to the world
in this season. Again, say, Father,
Father,
thank you
thank
for the gift of your Son,
the gift of
Jesus,
your Son, Jesus
to the world in this season.
In this season.
Help me, Lord,
help me, Lord,
to be a gift
to
my generation,
to
show your love
to
my generation.
Again,
say, Father,
Father,
thank you
thank
for the gift of your Son,
the gift of your
Jesus,
Jesus,
to the world.
To the world.
In this season, say, Father,
Father,
help me
to be a
gift
to
my world,
to my generation.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and speak to God. Open your mouth and speak to God. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, the gift of your Son, the gift of your Son, Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
We give you the praise and the honor. Anywhere you are today, I'm going to lead a prayer. You have heard this message, but you have not given your life to Christ. You have not experienced the love of God in your life. You are not living for God. You are not doing His will. And you want me to pray with you. I won't call you out now, but you are going to pray now. To give your life to Jesus, to surrender your life to Jesus, and to have your sins forgiven. Pray this prayer with me and say after me, say, Lord Jesus, and pray it louder. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Grace to live for you I receive. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can I see your hand up anywhere you are? You pray that prayer just now. Let me see your hand. Wave it to the King of Kings. Excellent. Wave it to the King of Kings. There are so many people whose hands are up. Quickly come forward here. Let me do this right now. Counselors, you might take them up here. But quickly come forward here. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you the count
Lord,
of ten. Rush to the front quickly. One.
Give you my soul.
Two. Keep
be
coming.
You alone.
Three. Run, 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 run. Four. And five.
Have your way.
Come towards here. Six. To the center, to the center, to the center. To the center, to the center.
coming, you have an addiction that must be broken. A negative lifestyle, a life of smoking, of drinking, of womanizing, of gambling, of fraud, of lying, of cheating, of prostitution, or any life that you know God is not happy with. I'd like you to quickly run to the frontier. Carry your Bibles and your bags and run to the frontier. I'll give you another count of 10. Again, keep coming. 1.
Give him your
2.
Life. Give him your life.
3.
Give him your life.
10. I mean, 4.
Give him your life.
Keep coming. 5.
Give him your life.
6.
Oh,
7.
Life.
8. Run, run.
Give him your life.
He's waiting for you. Father, thank you for these people. I ask that the hold of the enemy be broken of their lives. Fresh grace to live for God be released. In the name of Jesus, the yoke of sin be broken. The power of hell be broken. Grace to live for God be released for you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.